You have the financial report in front of you. If you have any questions, let me know. One thing I did want to make you aware of, so our electricity contract expired last month, and so I signed us up for a new one, cheapest I could get, but there's a significant difference. It went from like 5 cents to 10 cents because just the jump, you know, we signed up for that. It's either 18, I don't remember if it was 24 months ago or 36 months ago when I signed up for that, but we were locked into a rate from a couple years ago. And since then, of course, all prices of everything have gone up. So that's going to be a significant jump. I'll keep an eye on that. As far as the agenda today, the only thing that I have is the issue from Brother Joseph Cugnano. He has asked for additional support. He's asking for $876 per quarter additional support. He said five. I wasn't 100% understanding his numbers there, Dennis. He said, "I'm only asking for $876 for the additional support per quarter, meaning the total amount that would be $650 every quarter. 500. Okay, that makes sense.
It'd be
16. Got it. He was just dividing it up. Anyway, so Dennis asked him for the reason for that request, and I'll just read you the email real quickly. He says, the reason I am asking the additional support to the Westside Church, first, all commodities are increasing in price. Second, I'm a college student now. I'm reading directly from this. The language barrier is a little bit there. Third, the sister who gave us sometimes help, she died because of COVID-19. Together, her daughter. Because of that, I need your favorable and consideration at this time. And I'm hoping that God will grant it of our family needs, especially in preaching the gospel for the expansion, extension, the borders of the Lord's kingdom. And so, the reason he's asking for an increase is the inflation is there just like everywhere. Everything's going up. He did mention being a college student now, and he apparently has lost some support, he said sometimes. Help. So I'm assuming that's just here and there. It's not a consistent monthly thing, but lost support from a sister who was sometimes giving that because she died of COVID-19 recently. So that is his request. Again, that would be $876 more dollars per quarter. And so I'll just open it up. Does anybody want to? I'll let you start, Dennis.
The sister that was helping was $100 a month.
It was $100.
So what Dick was giving him was $774 a quarter. And he's asking for additional $876 on top of that. Where I was concerned was since he's more than doubling his request.
Right.
Because since I've been involved in this for over a year now, it's always been $774. And I was wanting to know what happened. Did you have support that you lost? Sister's only given 100. So I think he's wanting us to pick up additional living expenses that he was paying for himself. That's what it sounds like. So I didn't really get a good answer from him. But then there's something else that occurred to me. This is kind of a unique situation that we've got with these men. These four men are under Dick's umbrella, so to speak. He's got a personal relationship, and he was supporting them personally out of his funds. He set up a trust for them. And since, and y'all all know this, I'm just reviewing. Since he went into the assisted living, he can't afford but the one. He's still supplying support for the one, but the other three he asked to pick up. It may be that we shouldn't be deciding to increase his intended support for these brothers, because after his passing, whatever we increase, we're going to. His trust fund's going to pick back up. See what I'm saying? We're not supposed to keep supporting these men from here on out.
Right.
Even if we thought that it was a good thing to do, we might want to pass it by Dick first.
Right. And Dick did mention, when he saw me post that on Facebook, he did mention to be careful because he had made those, he's been constantly making those requests to increase it. Through that relationship. So that's something we can certainly run by Dick first before.
I've had an exchange with Dick. He has several concerns about the situation. Number one is,
I don't think we should be paying for his college, but yeah. You know.
Number one is the fact that he is again the consistent requests. So this would not be the last one we would receive from him. It's probably legitimate or not. Secondly, he indicated that he is out of his pocket supporting another man. And you don't know anything about that man. The amount of 2,000 rubies. I'm not sure how much that is, but the exchange rate. And Dick really had a problem with that, is that we're sending support to you to support your preaching, and you're sending money to a man that we can't verify. I do understand that we're supporting a man who would say this guy's worthy, but he's still one removed. We're supporting you, not him. In fact, in some ways, probably most ways, we are basically supporting him through this guy. So that's something that Dick had a concern with. The third thing is Dick didn't like some of the things that he was saying. For example, he misunderstood that four were ready to be baptized, and that wasn't correct. But he said that he spoke of another location where he goes to preach, that his son goes to preach to every week. And there are some there ready to be baptized, willing to be baptized in a couple of weeks. He's hoping to get up there so they can baptize them. Why isn't his son baptizing?
Right.
And that was just a flag for Dick as to maybe there's some questions that we might ask him with regard to why are you the one to have to baptize? Because there are some denominations and all that there has to be some certification or some idea, and it may be a misconception he's working under. But there were just a couple of things he said in that latest one that kind of caused some concern for Dick that we need to look into. But that's again, he when Dick sent me it, he said urgent. These are issues that are really troubling to him. One of them is just a misunderstanding of what he was saying, but the other couple I thought, he brings up some pretty decent ideas. What about that man that he's supporting?
The only concern I would have is you kind of joked about it, Josh, but if you take on more, like school, if his school's costed him more, I'm getting more money, so I'm going to take on more debt. Well, that's not what we're paying for, and that's not what we're supporting you for. So you could do additional things.
Yeah, and even if we send him food for money for other stuff like food and things, but that's money that he would have been using for, but now the tuition and all that.
I'm not sure how that works, but
yeah, there are a lot of men that have sent us letters in the past from the Brown Trail School of Preaching and others that have basically said, "I need money for support to learn how to preach at this what constitutes a church seminary thing is what they're doing," and we have roundly rejected all of those without exception.
Agree. Have something.
I would say we try and investigate these issues more and delay a decision until then, so we find out more about these things.
Anybody, go ahead.
Just a little more information. He gives his total budget is $650 a month. Okay. So he's asking pretty much for full support from us is what he's doing. It's not quite everything, but he's also including his two children's school tuition, including one that's in college. So he's wanting us to pay for his child's college education. So men that I work with, I told them, I'll give you so much a month for supporting the work. That's what it's for. That's what you asked for. That's what. And they're asking me for medicines. He mentions the medicines, too. He's asking me for the medicines. And this is for the work. And so, I'm pretty uncomfortable with what he's doing.
So does anybody object to keeping that support the same as it is now and also inquiring about some of those issues that we discussed? Yes, Chuck?
I don't disagree with anyone and what they've said thus far. I'm more or less in line with that, but there are some things that I care to caution. A laborer is worthy of his hire. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. But Paul made a statement in his defense, bringing up the Apostle Peter. He said, "Am I also not worthy of a wife?" Well, Paul's a preacher, apostle. His job was doing this, but you pick up a spouse, you have to pay for that spouse too. Well, there's that. I mean, living expenses are living expenses. Am I not entitled to such? And is my work not worthy of such? I mean, if the man needs meds, then the man needs meds. And it kind of goes back to the, well, we send money to Planned Parenthood, but it's earmarked for examinations, not abortions. Well, silly you, don't you understand that that money that you have given to them frees up their budget to do this over here? Whatever, wherever you send money, that's what you're participating in. Just things to keep in mind. Just because you're preaching the word does not mean you're not worthy of doing other things like improving your education, so maybe you could get that second job that you couldn't get unless you had that, so you could ask for less support from the brethren, so that things things to think about. I don't know if that made any sense, but things to think about.
No, certainly. I think we're just wanting to be especially careful in these situations because some of it's just a lack of knowledge, you know,
right, because
of the distance and the language barrier and the culture and everything else. We want to make sure that we're not being taken advantage of and our funds aren't being
agreed.
Yes, we haven't been supporting his kids going to school in the past, have we?
No.
Well, what we're saying is, because that's what Josh has just said is absolutely valid with regard to whether it be medical expenses or whatever case they come up, is we're supporting him so he can preach the gospel and make a living doing it. So that's true. But what he's talking about is a doubling of the salary, and he's shooting for the sky.
So sure, I agree with that. Yeah.
I really feel like it's a little bit of an exorbitant request on his part. You know, we are not supporting any man fully, or at least not intentionally. Yeah, there are a couple of guys maybe not getting other support other than they're having to do some work outside. But we've been trying to spread this around and to choose one man when we could probably help significantly three men for that same amount, three other men, instead of just doubling in. Again, it doesn't seem to me like that's necessarily what we want to do with our money. And we have the right.
Oh, sure.
There are 3 million out there that could use support. You know, preachers, not 3 million, but a lot of preachers that are going in. And he's going to be okay regardless. You know, it's whether we do this or not.
Right.
There may have to be some accommodations, or he may have to stop giving money to that other guy. But
certainly, right. Dennis, can you relay basically that?
I'll approach it from first of all, I guess mainly from the point of view that he's Dick's man, and we don't want to do something, and we're going to do what Dick wants to do with him. And Dick's saying no right now. So that's my understanding.
Right? That's
he's definitely being cautious.
Very concerned.
Yeah. Well, it's his money. Sort of. It's right. Going to be
right
after he passes.
Sure.
So, yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do.
Good. That's all I had for the agenda today. Does anybody else have anything new to bring up? All right. Thank you, guys. All right.